In this final episode of the special Car Ride Conversation series with my dad and former coach, we talk about what really matters in youth sports. Spoiler, it's not trophies or playing time. From the power of the emotional regulation and body language to the importance of effort over outcomes, this conversation is packed with honest reflections, hard-won lessons, and some good laughs. We also touch on how to keep communication open between parents and child, and how to coach with character, and why it's okay to mess up from time to time, as long as you own it. So, whether you're coaching your kid or just cheering from the sidelines, this episode will leave you thinking about the kind of role model you are and how that shapes your athlete far beyond the game. Welcome to Confident Common Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. And I would say, from the kid perspective, those of you listening, is to remember that your parent is a human. They make mistakes too, especially in the coaching role, especially if they've not coached a lot. And so just remember that it should be a relationship in the sense that you have some say too. So sharing, "Dad, knock it off. That's not helpful." I know I actually had a couple of those conversations with dad, in fact. So,
In fact, talking about the middle school team, the
yeah.
year after that, a different the dad took over as the coach,
Yeah.
and I remember at one of the games, some of the players were not doing anything right, and he was barking at him a little. I remember you going over to him and say, "Hey, tone it down, dude. These guys don't even know what hand the glove goes on." And I remember him looking at you saying, "Oh my God, you're right. It's the role models we have as coaches are Vince Lombardi and he's rah, 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 rah." That's not what works for kids.
Yeah. Nowadays, there's a lot more coaches talking
Yeah.
about the right way to coach is you gotta. That doesn't mean there's not a time and a place to yell. There is,
Yeah.
but it should be you gotta be yelling at the right things. So if there's lack of effort, lack of focus, like those are the things that probably warrant it versus mistakes. No, mistakes are mistakes, right? Things are gonna happen. And yeah, but so from the
That
parents and the kid, the people from dad and I to you, just remember it's a work in progress. It will not be perfect. It will never be perfect. Just keep the lines of communication open because we certainly didn't figure it out right away. I would say now we're pretty solid. Granted, I'm in my 40s now. So I would like to imagine that I don't need as much coaching, but it's false. I call him every time I need something. I'm like, "Hey, adulting, I need help. Why do I do this?" So it's still the dynamic.
yeah, I
But
think it
if
builds
you
us.
take the time to build a strong relationship now while you're young, it's something you can always have for the rest of your lives, right? So it is the relationship that matters more than the outcome on the field. So I would just throw that out to you all.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think it's been a joy. We've done a lot together. We've had our ups and downs, but I think there's been a heck of a lot more positives than negatives.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of the young lady you've become and your confidence and the things that you're able to do. But a lot of that was burned in during the athletic experiences,
Yeah.
dealing with the struggles and the bad days. And it's okay to mess up sometimes. And then you just realize, okay, I got to deal with it. And one of the reasons I was a college professor for 15 years at teaching at schools of pharmacy, and I do a survey every year on our entering classes. And 75% of the students that made it to graduate school were student athletes because they learn how to deal with failure. They learn how to work as a
Work
team.
ethic.
They
Yeah,
learn
work
how to get along
ethic.
with a whole new group of people every year.
Yeah.
They learn how to put in the time and they learn that they got to earn it. And they make great, better students. They make better people. They make better employees, better bosses, all the way around. And whenever I would have a little snotty prima donna type person that would go in off, I'd say, "Hey, did you ever play sports in school?" "Oh no." I could tell. I could tell because you're a snot.
Yeah.
Nobody likes you. And I don't like you. So there, that's all that matters. But it's like, it's a big deal because it is. And that shared experience of being able to go to ball games and
Yeah.
who's gonna get to, I'm gonna he's gonna throw an outside pitch. No, he's gonna throw a curve.
Yeah, all the fun debates.
Yeah, and I'll leave you with just to show you that Valerie was not perfect.
I know I'm not.
When Nolan Ryan's last year of playing of pitching, he came.
Okay, that's not fair. I was like 7 years old.
I think he was younger than that. He came to Anaheim Stadium with the Rangers, and he was going to pitch. And we told Val loved old Nolan Ryan, and
My
because
favorite.
he was a
He was
pitcher
so
in the
cool.
league. And we went. I said, "Oh, let's go watch Nolan Ryan play pitch." So we got really good seats for the game and everything. And we went out and we watched the game, and he had a good game and beat the Angels. But after the game, we're sitting there in the stands, and she starts crying. I said, "Val, what's the matter?" She says, "I didn't get to meet Nolan Ryan. You told me I was going to get to meet Nolan Ryan." I said, "We're going to watch him pitch. I didn't say you were going to go home with him. Come on." And she was all,
I heard what I
somehow I
wanted
had
to hear. We're,
communicated.
you said we're going to see Nolan Ryan.
Yeah,
That
something.
means I get to meet him.
Yeah.
Come on, 7-year-old brain.
Anyway, I learned there that she's not perfect either. No, that was a good time.
That's great. Also, important message. Make sure as parents, as kids, what you intend to say, what did you mean to say versus what did they hear? Because those stories don't line up. I thought I was going to meet Nolan Ryan. To this day, I think it's his fault. He told me he didn't, obviously, tell me we were going to meet Nolan Ryan, but that's how I
Well,
interpret.
that's the one last bit of advice I give to parents,
All right, what is it?
especially coaches' parents. Okay. If you're a coach, everybody's looking at you at all times. There's been a study done on orangutans where they show that in an orangutan group, there's always one
The
big
alpha.
orangutan that's the
Yeah.
alpha. And they said the other orangutans make eye contact or look at that alpha like every 8 seconds. They're always looking to see what the big dude's going to do. It's true when you're on the field. So if you're in the third base coaching box and a girl strikes out and you go, she sees that.
Yeah.
Means you think I screwed up. You don't trust me. And so you've got
Body
to
language
learn.
matters. Yeah.
You've got to develop that calmness to be able to be supportive, not show disgust with what just happened, because it'll kill your morale on your team big time. And it will ruin, gosh, what's the first thing somebody does when they make an error? They look over at their mom or dad. And if mom or dad are going, "Oh God, oh shoot, what just happened?" It's like, they feel it.
Versus if you're looking at them, just it's okay. You're making head nods, you're clapping. That's a very different message that you're sending.
Yeah, the message that you
Supportive.
send is not just verbal.
Yeah, it's a lot of nonverbal.
And so it's important that you really buy into that and understand that everything you do on the field impacts them, and they're all looking at you all the time. And so that's the hardest part, because you're human. Some days you just,
You have your own emotions, yeah.
yeah. So the one, yeah, doing things with humor and grace is probably better than with attitude and nastiness. It's
Because
more
they're
fun.
kids.
Yeah,
Also because they're kids. Yeah.
and even the way you treat umpires, all that's super important. In fact, one of our big takeaways from the Bat Busters teams when we went out there as 9-year-olds,
Oh gosh, yeah, because
our coach was very arrogant and was walking around like his doo-doo didn't stink. And everybody noticed it from all the teams from out there, and they were talking about it. And I wasn't coaching on that team, so I was in the stands and I could hear what they were saying. And I could hear the umpires talking between games about this guy's
about that
attitude.
coach. Yeah, coach.
And there came in the championship game a couple opportunities for a close call to be made, and they didn't get made our way. And I know that had influence, right? So when we went out there the next year, we made an overt attempt to engage people, be friendly, be open, be outgoing, let all
Yeah.
the kids come over. We talked to everybody. We traded pins, did all the stuff,
Yeah.
because it was like, we're here in your home. Thank you for inviting us to this tournament.
Yeah.
And by the end of the game, our
I remember
champion,
we had the local
we
teach
had
us
all
how
the
to say
locals cheering for us
yeehaw.
instead of
Yeah.
them.
Yeah,
And
we
it's
were.
because we made a sincere effort to make that happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that has a big impact. And that was really interesting because in that same tournament, there was a team out of Texas where the dad was the coach of the daughter who was a pitcher, and she was having a bad day, and he was yelling and screaming at her. And I was standing on the sideline waiting for us to go on the field next. And those two umpires were standing right there next to me, and I heard them talking. And one of them says, "Did you hear the way that guy's talking to that little girl? That's not very nice. That certainly isn't very friendly." And in, the next game, they called three illegal pitches on her in a row, and the coach went ballistic and started yelling and screaming. And they had the
You
police tell
toss
the
them out.
guy off. So it doesn't help you if
Yeah.
everybody in the
Doesn't like you. Yeah.
stadium is not there to enjoy
Yeah.
your presence. And so those are the kinds of things I think you have a big impact on the just the attitude and the demeanor of your group and how you play and what you project to others. And
Yeah.
that's you'd
Well, I
rather
think.
have people respect you than think you're a jerk.
Yeah. And I think it's so important too. And on my last little tidbit here is that you have to remember as parents, as coaches, as adults, right? You are modeling the behavior you want to see. You are modeling the attitudes and the character that you want to see. And so if you are bad mouthing and being rude and being inappropriate to umpires, for instance, or right or refs, they're people too. They're getting paid very little to do this, right? They're you have to remember the context of your these are not professional umpires making a living out of this. These are all people who are out of goodness of their heart are trying to be involved in youth sport, and they all have varying degrees of quality, right? But and same thing as a coach, how do you treat the other parents? How do you treat the other coaches that you're playing against? As the adults, you are modeling the behavior that you want to see from your kids. And so they're sponges. They're gonna pick it up. So if you're being rude, inappropriate, out of control with your own emotions, you're showing them that's okay. And they're gonna do the same thing. So just keep that in mind moving forward. Dad, I want to thank you so much for hopping on. You know me, and we could be sitting here and talking for hours, but
Yeah, I appreciate it. I
yeah.
think it's the hardest thing to do because you don't get a second chance at it.
Yeah, don't
Once,
get redos.
yeah, I mean it, and so I think it's important that you admit when you do something stupid and you fix it. So if you say something and you just realize after it came out of your mouth, oh my God, that was not helpful, then it's time to say, look, oops, not me. I'm sorry. Hugs are usually more effective
Kicks in the butt.
than berating, but the only time I really found that you needed to like inject energy was when people were dragging or
Lethargic,
not
just
putting in their effort. That's a time to jump in and say, hey, step it up right now. Let's go. Come on. Full speed. That kind of stuff. But I think one of our favorite friend coaches was Robert. And I always admired the way he coached his firecracker teams because the only time I ever heard him yelling at people was when it was lack of effort. And that's the first time I learned that. He would say, come on, you got to give me a better effort than that. It was never like, you stupid, you're dumb.
yeah, how dare you? Okay, how'd you miss that
It
play?
was always like, and some people would say, wow, he's yelling at his kids. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's saying, give me the effort. Come on, we got a plan. Work the plan, do the effort. Come on, because you can control your effort. You can't control the outcome. You can control your effort. And if you're not putting in a good effort, the outcome usually isn't very good. And so that's a key thing to, that's the only time probably to get in there and say something. And so if you have a kid that just doesn't want to practice or doesn't want to go out and do it, then you just say, okay, hey, do you really want to do this? Is this something you're committed to? Oh, yeah. Then you got to put in the work
Yeah.
or you're not going to get to play. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Anytime, you'll probably hear more guests in the future, probably from my dad in the future. But thank you for hanging out with us. And I have some questions for you, and we'll get to those here in a little bit. So thanks, Pop. I love you.
I love you
And
too.
go team. All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this last little bit of the conversation between my dad and I. I know we enjoyed recording it and talking amongst ourselves, but I want to give you all some prompts to consider on having your own conversations as you move forward as parent, coach, kid dynamics. All right. So, just a quick reminder of the rules. Again, there are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and discuss it, or you can listen to all of them and just discuss what's relevant to you and what you feel like talking about. Alrighty, so our first question. When you make a mistake in a game, how can your parent coach help support you or help you refocus and respond to that mistake. Because they are your coach. And so sometimes you make mental errors, you make mistakes that are worth being coached, meaning you need some guidance in that moment. And sometimes you make mistakes that had they were just you tried, right? There was no malice that I mean, malice. You nobody makes a mistake on purpose. But the what kind of support do you need from your parent coach that enables you and them to be the coach on the field, but also help you feel supported? What are your thoughts on that? Okay. Let's talk about our second question. What kind of feedback motivates you most? Is it cheering? Is it quiet support? Is it tough love? Or maybe somewhere in between? Something different? Okay. And parent coach who are listening to this episode, I want you to really think about what is your default mode? And is that the mode that they need? I'm gonna guess that there's not a one-time fits-all solution. Coaching is not that simple. But what do you talk about with each other? How do you know what are those things that your parent can tune into to let them know right now is a moment where tough love is appropriate versus I just need a hug or I just need you to give me a pat on the back. All right. Because it's not always going to be the same. But talk about that. What kinds of feedback in general motivates you? But then how do you all get on the same page? For our third question today, third and final, we're going to keep it just to three question prompts today. How does your coach and/or parents' body language or tone impact how you feel during games? And this might be tough to talk about because you're going to have to get real with your parents. And parents, this might be hard for you to hear. But I want you, the more willing you are to talk about this, the easier it will be for you all to get on the same page and actually support each other. All right. And so lean into that discomfort, try to be open-minded, but talk about it, kiddos. What are some of the signs and things that you're witnessing from your parent that either show support and show that, okay, they care about, they're like they're in this with me versus maybe some things that they do in their body language that says, I'm not good enough, I made mistakes, that speak negatively to you. Okay. Because sometimes parents are doing stuff that they don't know they're doing. Sometimes body language is not intentional. And so if you can give them some insight, is, you know, when you put your head on your hand and just shake your head, right? That's really, that frustrates me. Or when you do the neck thing, whatever, right? You're gonna have to talk about it. But what's the body language or tone? What are the things your parent coach is doing that work? And what are some of the things that maybe are not helpful? And talk about that amongst yourselves. All right. Okay. Remember to keep that conversation rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you again for joining me on Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with somebody in your community, in your coach's, athlete's life that would benefit from this conversation. If you individually are looking for more tips and mindset shifts, and conversations to help you and your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. If you're looking for some additional topics, if you've listened to several of my episodes, you're like, oh, she hasn't talked about this yet, let me know. I look forward to hearing from you. I am trying to make this podcast for you. As much as I like hearing myself talk, it's not for me. It's for you and your athletes and you parents out there helping your kids excel in sports. So please reach out. There's a link in the show notes that you can direct message me. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at V. Alston Coaching, and you can DM me there. All right, y'all. I hope you have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time.